Many hospitals in Jacksonville and across the Southeast are facing alarmingly low blood supplies. They'll run out in less than a day. I'm WJCT's Jessica Palumbo. I heeded an emergency call for donors, and I have this to share about what it's like to give. The new Life South Blood Donation Center is just inside Baptist Downtown Hospital's main lobby.
I'm told this is actually your first time donating.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
First, technician Erica Friedley asks lots of questions.
Are you feeling healthy and well today?
Yes.
Just a little nervous?
Maybe.
Other questions are less polite.
Received money, drugs, or other payments for sex?
Next, the physical. Blood pressure, temperature, and a finger prick test for hemoglobin and iron.
So, we have hit a roadblock. Your hemoglobin says it's 11.7. It has to be a 12.5 in order for you to donate.
After a retest with a new technician...
12.8, you passed.
Yay!
There's no getting out now. It's time to sink into a big comfy chair for the main event.
Yeah, anything with a blanket I'm in favor of.
Karen Patterson with Life South kindly distracts me with small talk.
Where did you get your shoes?
Before getting real about why I'm here.
We take it very seriously when we do have emergency appeals, and it is because we truly, truly need it right now.
Unusually wet weather has combined with the usual mid-year slump to sap blood supplies almost dry. She says my blood could end up back here at Baptist, or at one of the network's other hospitals between Jacksonville and Gainesville. All in all, the process is quick.
You did it in 11 minutes.
One benefit I learned, you burn 650 calories donating blood. But more importantly, Friedley says,
you're also saving 3 lives today because your blood will go to the lab and it will get separated from like the red blood cells, the plasma, and the platelets. And then they'll go to 3 different patients that need each component.
The new Baptist Life South Center takes donations on weekdays, and mobile blood sites around town are open weekends. First-time blood donor Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.